Welcome back to What Would Sam Say? This is your host, Sam. I'm sorry about being late. My brother-in-law was here on Monday, and then today I've had an incredibly grumpy child on my hands, and she's here. I'm recording with her. So beware. She is, I don't know what her mood is. I don't understand it, but she's a baby and she's weird. So moving along. I do want to give some special shout-outs. I did get another random listener. Shout out to June. She said in her email that she just stumbled across my podcast and loves it. Thank you, June. I'm gonna get to your question today. And we'll discuss that. And then also, Aaron Blauvelt. thank you, Aaron, for listening. He said he expects a special shout out. So here you go. Thank you. Are you really listening or did Dave just tell you? Did Dave tell you about this? And then you just messaged me. I want you to listen and then email me a question. Okay. So I know. And then also another one that shocked me. Oh my goodness. Timmy Miller. So I was sitting on Monday with my brother-in-law and my husband, and my husband goes, hey, you got this message from Anchor saying that Timmy Miller favorited your podcast. I'm like, what? That is hilarious. So anyway, I'm really glad you're listening. Timmy, email me a question and I'd like to hear from you. That's crazy. His brother Dwayne actually took over my Sunday school class when I moved, so this is pretty cool. And yeah, this is neat. So anyway, getting back to June's question. June is a 39-year-old. In her email, she says she's 39 and she has never been married and has never known a man's love, and never been in love, I guess is what that means. But listen, and I know otherwise, June, but I'm being discreet. But I'm just saying right now that she is interested in a man who is not a Christian. She said in her email that she has tried to talk to him about Jesus. He hasn't listened, invited him to church. He hasn't gone. And she said he has it all, but he's not a Christian. Well, June, that's a tough situation to fall in love with someone who's not a Christian. And I cannot stress to you enough that the Bible was clear on this, and I'm being sensitive. I'm not just coming out and stomping all over you, but like for real, it says not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. And there's so many reasons why it says that. I know when I did my interracial marriage piece that I just talked about interracial marriage, not other qualifiers for marriage, but one big qualifier for marriage to even be an option is that you believe the same. Okay, that's a big one. And I think it's important. It's the best one. And personality, clearly that's not a problem, and neither is attraction. But that first one is absolutely necessary for a spouse. So I guess what I'm saying is, you said you would be interested, and I'm saying don't be. Please, please, please don't. I've seen it where a good girl goes for a dud, and that's, you know, somebody who doesn't even closely believe the same as them and doesn't have any interest in spiritual things, and there goes a good girl, bam, out. And this is a snare laid up for your soul. And if you go for this guy, I mean, it ruins your witness, and you don't want that. You're a good Christian girl and a lady, and you don't want that. Okay, you don't. So I'm saying don't go any further with this relationship. It's just doomed for disappointment, and not just for you, for him as well. He has desires and I don't know what you call it, I guess goals for his marriage that are not going to be met because they're going to contradict your religious beliefs or your convictions. And same with you. You're going to have desires that he will not meet because you want a Christian man and he's not willing to do that. So if you go further with this and say you both get married, because I think dating should be with the outcome of marriage, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm just disappointed, he's disappointed, what kind of marriage is that for you guys to just go through this disappointment? And it probably won't last. So I'm urging you, just while it's early, early in its stages, just to end it. God has someone beautiful for you. And when I mean that, I know guys aren't supposed to be called beautiful, but I'm saying as a general whole, a marriage and everything, God has someone totally, ridiculously awesome. And you're going to be blown away, and he's going to be way better than this guy that you're liking right now, I promise you. And then you will actually fall in love with him altogether, because this guy, you love him right now, but it's more of an attraction kind of a love, more than a deep soul love, you know what I mean? And I'm sorry, my heart goes out to you, but really, there is someone better for you. And it's all in God's timing. It may not be God has someone waiting around the corner for you, and it may be God, it's him, not you, but God has someone picked out for you, and he's not ready. But if you wait, how awesome would that be to get exactly who God had for you? I can tell you from personal experience, it's amazing. Marriage is beautiful, and it's great when it's in God's timing with God's person. So I would end the relationship and ask God to help you and ask God for a spouse. There's nothing wrong with that. He cares about those kind of things for sure. So that's my advice, and I love you, and I'm going to be praying for you that goes smoothly. And I want you to email me what the outcome of this is, okay? I'm interested. I don't just answer these questions and then go nothing. I'm honestly eager to hear what happens. So yeah, email me what the outcome is. I'd be interested. And then also I have another, what would Sam say, question from Josie. Josie, I'm going to get with that in a couple weeks, and there's a reason for that. I'm not an apologist. I struggle in that area so much, but I have a friend who's incredible at that kind of stuff. I'm going to get him on here. But I will say this, if you're arguing with a person, well, let's just say that if someone's hungry for truth, they're not going to argue. I will say that. I'm just going to leave it like that. Okay, moving on. Jeep Man sent me another email, and he said on the last podcast, I said I had changed my husband in some ways. He wanted to know if my husband changed me in any ways. Absolutely. Yes. I am a spontaneous, mess. I jump into stuff all the time. I talk before I think, and I can go on and on and on. Those are the things that right there that my husband has helped me just to slow down and to take in consideration the situation, the people, everything. And it has been a huge help to me, and I'm thankful for it. But yes, Jeep Man, my husband, it is a mutual marriage that we have here. He helps me and I help him. And I would for sure say by far he helps me more than I help him, just the way I feel. But yes, he has helped me. And he's still helping me because this is an ongoing process, and it's not an easy thing. So yes, he has, and I'm very thankful for it. Okay, so with those special shout outs, I want some emails. Email me at samsays25 @yahoo.com. Oh, also, I got an overwhelming response about a co-host. If you don't think that I need a co-host, email me, because some people think that was a dumb thing to do, or is going to be a dumb thing. I don't think so. I am still set on it, but listen, email me so I know yes or no on a co-host. I'm excited about having one, but if my fans aren't, I guess I won't do that. But like, literally, let me know, okay? Also, I'm going to be, this is something to look forward to. I'm going to be having guest speakers on here other than Abby. So keep listening. My brother-in-law, I want him to speak on here. Drew, he's different. And I love him. He's an awesome brother, awesome brother-in-law, and an absolutely outstanding uncle. And so my little girl just loves him. So anyway, I'm going to have him on, and we're just going to talk about random stuff. He's a songwriter, a funny songwriter, and I like his stuff. And it's not way out there or anything, but it's funny. And I like, and I just want him to talk in general. He's a pretty spunky kid. He's great. Anyway, so he's going to be on here, and then I'm going to have a friend help me answer Josie's question, and that'll be on here, and that is to combat somebody who is attacking your faith, your God. And that'll be great, and I can't wait for that. Anyway, so those are just some things I'm looking forward to. And my daughter says hi. So keep listening. Keep listening, and email me, and I will talk at you later.